It's AFQ. AFQ on this Good Friday. It is unbelievably sunny in Liverpool. Paul Senior, how are you feeling about your sartorial choices? I've got a layer on under this. I'm boiling.
It's because we leave the house early. He goes to Glastonbury, he wears fucking six layers. Every other fucker's got a t-shirt on. He's got a gagoule, a cardi, two t-shirts and a jumper.
Don't take chances.
And a pair of shorts.
Yeah, like that episode of Friends where just Joey wears everything.
That's what he's like in Glastonbury. He's fucking baked alive.
We like to sound though.
Tell you what, I'm sweating, you know.
Do you know what? There is a great photo to accompany that actually tells that story very well. Don't know whether you remember it, but when he was dressed like that, it was sunny and the sun cream melted into his face.
That can be the cover.
But yeah, that can be the cover.
You can send it to me if you want it to be the cover, yeah.
That's the best photo you've ever seen.
Great early news. I haven't started the show yet.
Come on, my finger.
I've tempted to take one of the microphones.
Well,
it's on.
Sam.
Yeah, we've got, you've heard everyone that we've got. We have got Paul Senior, Ben Johnson, Sam Brocklehurst, and Craig Hannon with us. First one is from Unknown Entity. He's been on.
Without fail. It's unreal, you know.
Rock solid. And he says, when's Philippa coming on AFQ? We'll sort that out. Philippa can come on AFQ. We'll get that boxed off soon enough. The photo's going around the room.
I've just seen the photo.
That's not the one I was thinking. No, but that one's great. That one's funnier.
I'll make a collage of it.
It's
all
the
of
one
these
with
photos.
All of that melting into his arm.
Can't believe that Craig's now going to be on Craig's now going to be on Photoshop later on to make a collage of photographs to embarrass me. Phil Blundell asks this. How are you, Phil? How are you feeling about...
Happy birthday, Phil.
Happy birthday, Phil. How many Easter eggs... Craig's gone completely. How many Easter eggs could you eat in one day before asking questions about yourself? Paul Senior.
Well, as many as I could fit in my freezer. I don't eat chocolate. That's not either been in the fridge or a freezer.
Freezer?
I like Snickers freezer.
Yeah.
Dairy milk fridge.
Which is also what people call Phil Blundell.
Yeah, a dairy milk fridge.
I was trying to work a fridge joke and I thought, no, just I don't want to just call it go in there. That. You went in there.
Yeah. Cream eggs, just not too melty because they're on trend, aren't they? I can have mini eggs that haven't been refrigerated, but everything else needs to go in the fridge or a freezer. Mars Snickers in a freezer. Enough to fill my freezer. I reckon I could twat a lot of them.
Okay, excellent news. Good to have ambition. I'd say Brockle, you're not really an Easter egg person. You much prefer lint.
Sorry, I wasn't listening. What was the question?
The question was how many Easter eggs could you have in one day before asking questions about yourself?
Do you know what? I am not into Easter eggs because I think all the chocolate tastes cheap and greasy and horrible now, so I'm just not going to bother. I'm going to make you'll like this. I'm going to make a milk bar chocolate malt cake for Easter.
Hang on, I'll just take my kecks off. Keep talking.
Yeah. Is that tomorrow that happened?
Yep.
Excellent stuff.
Tomorrow.
Just make sure, you know, if there's bits left over in the tin, Neil.
Yeah, the offcuts. I'll not touch those offcuts this time.
I've heard all about it, Sam.
Oh, that was absolutely atrocious.
Surprised he's still here, to be honest with you.
How many Easter eggs could you eat in one day before asking questions about yourself, Craig? I mean, you've been buying Easter eggs, I'd say, since the 4th of January.
And he's not joking, it was the 3rd. It was my first day back, and they were in Tesco on offer. And I can't work out if they were from last Easter or
Tesco
or
had the maddest offer. The Tesco across the way, and I don't know if it's all Tesco's, they had the maddest offer where you could basically get two Easter eggs for £1.50. Now, if you think about the fact that like a Snickers bar retails at 60p, and you get one of them in anyway, it was unbelievable, wasn't it? It really was.
So much value, it would have been a shame not to take advantage of that value, do you know what I mean?
Sorry, I've just had a text there, Neil, yeah. Describe what I've been here. What, 3 minutes in the building?
Oh wow! Someone took a picture of his car and said parking like a cunt about Paul Senior, which he is.
Yes, that is me. I'm very, very proud of it. Half of Liverpool's down the docks, and I'm basically parked in the way.
Oh, excellent! There's that photo of me as well.
Ben's is funnier, but
that's
good. The one where it was melting into your face.
Well, that was the one where I had to close my eyes for a while. Go on. How many Easter eggs
before I start feeling bad about it?
Yeah,
I mean, I just eat until I wouldn't feel bad about it. It's Easter. I didn't feel bad about it in January, so I'm not going to feel bad about it at the time I'm meant to eat them. So it's as many as I could eat.
Twat a load of them. Yeah. Jono?
Two. Yeah.
Would you feel bad at the end of the second, or would you just think I've got to draw the line here?
I'd draw the line at the end of the second.
Okay. You're probably the fridge I'm putting mine in.
Unknown entity on again, but I'll do it because it's good. What's the one foreign language you wish to learn or wish you had learned? So one foreign language you wish you'd learned, Jono?
Spanish.
Really? Why?
So I could speak Spanish in Spain.
Okay, rock solid. Craig?
Spanish. I chose German over Spanish, and I chose German because I thought I mean, I don't know why, but every time I've gone to Germany and tried to speak German, I've been absolutely shy at it. So there was no point in that at all. So I'd love to speak Spanish. It seems to be the one that you... It's the one I don't know anything other than beer, the bill, please, and hello. So I'd like to be able to speak it.
Okay.
This week, I was a bit fucked. You know, I can get by in Spain, so... I reckon Portuguese, you know, because I keep just basically going to speak Spanish to them and feeling like a cunt.
That's really offensive, you know.
Yeah, oh, I know, yeah. I found out stuff rapidly. Yeah. Do you know what funny, actually? Rob met up with us on Friday and he was just like having a lucky bag of languages in one sentence. So, like, I heard him say, Abe, 1 minute. And I'm like, Rob, isn't that French? He was like, oh, they'll understand what I mean. I was like, no, lad. No, I don't go
lucky
like.
Lucky bag of languages in one sentence.
So, Rob Gutman is Del Boy. That's what we're saying.
Basically, yeah, that's what he was saying. It was like Spanish, English, French mashup. It was fucking mad. But I'm going to, yeah, Portuguese, because I fancy Brazil in the future, so go ahead, Portuguese.
All right, rock solid, good answers. Next one is Mike, who asks this. Would you rather all your shirts were two sizes too big or one size too small?
I can't handle one size too small.
So two sizes too big?
Defo.
Probably... too big, I think. It seems to be like, I'm gonna sound old saying this, but it seems to be cool for like young kids to like you go to like a rave or something, they're all wearing things that are way too big for them. I can't understand it. That's how I know I'm getting older, is that I'm now looking at the youngest people that are going out and going, what are you wearing?
Because well, your clothes fit.
Because my clothes fit, yeah.
too big or too small?
One it size is. Too small, I'd say.
It is an absolutely Bobbins question, that, to be fair.
To give you the... I think once... Too big is... I don't like big shirts. So I'd be happy with one too small, and then I'd have to go on a straight and narrow.
Okay.
I think it sounds, if you're thin, that like... I could see you in one size, like just looking like Brad Pitt or something, do you know what I mean? Jono, fucking my guy. But me, I'd look like fucking... the fella who used to play the drums on Shooting Stars, what was he called?
George
Dawes. What's the scores? George Dawes. I'd look like him. You know, so.
Yourself, Brock?
I don't know.
How many shirts do you wear?
I don't wear shirts. It's a breast problem. I won't go into it for this audience because I don't think they'll be interested.
You can pick any then because it doesn't matter.
I'll go for big.
Okay. Next one on the line is, that's quite strange, a question mark. Easter Sunday game, question mark. Like, should we be playing games on Easter Sunday, or what do you think about us playing on Easter Sunday? I'll be really honest. My biggest issue with Easter Sunday games is it's a fucking nightmare to book shows. I am absolutely flaying
the... People like the families and that sometimes.
I'm fucking flaying it. This is harder, genuinely, than Mother's Day, New Year's Eve and Boxing Day. You can't get... The pricks kick your door down to do a Boxing Day show. Made up to get out the house. New Year's Eve, I found relatively straightforward. Honestly, I am suffering like no one's business for Easter Sunday. Absolutely suffering.
Is that you throwing it open to the listeners of this show?
No, absolutely not.
what are you struggling with? Which show are you struggling for?
Both.
Why don't you throw the one to the people? Well, I'm doing admin on air here.
You are. I've thought about that, but I've got to. Well, what I'm doing is I'm going to put an insert in of Dan and Sean on the train back, so you're going to be in the car. But there's going to be two videos for post match pint. You're going to do one, and Dan and Sean are going to do one. So I'm on top of that.
This is interesting.
It's great for listeners. Yeah. I'm just like the listeners are just finding out. Literally, this is how it goes. At the minute, the pink is just me and Kopey, which feels fucking intense.
It does feel intense.
A lot of shite will be spoke on that, well, lad, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I'm struggling.
I know you're. I'm not asking you to. I know
no, no. I'm just in general terms of the question. I've got a cook a leg of lamb at about 6:30 in the morning. Just to get it down my neck and get out.
Easter's better than Christmas, and it's because it's lamb.
Yeah, it is. But like, for some reason, like my bird's like, oh yeah, it's Easter. You're not religious in the slightest. What difference does it make? Let's just have a leg of lamb on Saturday. It's like, no, it's Easter Sunday. It's like, it doesn't matter. We're not asked. Don't even like God. Be asking them. Does it make?
Let's choose our own days for the
Let's
lamb.
Let's choose our own. It's lamb day. Get in.
Every day was lamb day.
Just lamb satties.
Yeah, do it on the Saturday and then eat like the leftovers on the Sunday.
Oh, leftover lamb ain't good though.
No, shite, isn't it? It's gotta
be tricky.
Yeah.
Really?
The only thing you can do with it is it, like, I've made a Malaysian curry once. That was nice, but leftover lamb. That's the only successful thing.
Yeah, I think that's the only thing you can do with it is curry. Yeah. Shite cold, you know.
Fucking hell.
Emphatically
he's
sold.
He's new to living on his own, isn't he? Listen.
If you think I've cooked lamb, you're rudely mistaken.
It's not that hard to cook either, you know, because if you like underdo it a bit, still sad, overdo it a bit, still lamb, lads, it's still decent.
Just stick anchovies and garlic on it, it's brilliant.
Yeah, there you go. So what's your view on Easter Sunday
lots
games?
Lots of learning. I'd be bang into it if the European run. I'm not going on Sunday, but it's just this European run at the minute. Far too many games. We can't go to all.
Lad, I've been home about 2 minutes and I'm going to Cardiff in a minute.
It's mad what you're doing tomorrow. Honestly, it's mad.
Do you know what? I'm guilty of taking the piss a bit, you know, to my pregnant wife who's also got two young children at home. And,
it's good that you acknowledge that, Paul.
She's a saint. I mean, she's literally let me go to Barcelona on her 30th birthday. What a woman.
Is she gone?
I invited her.
Done well.
But she's not coming.
I was only messing. But just trying to stitch you up.
Thanks, mate.
It would be a good idea if you took your wife, wouldn't it?
Tell you what, trust no one at this table. Everyone's stitching everyone up here.
I wanted you to embarrass
everyone's an enemy.
Fucking Game of Thrones. Everyone's just fucking stabbing each other and going, fucking hell.
This is the red wedding.
It is. Jono's going to slice me throat in a minute. I'm literally going to Cardiff at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. And we don't kick off till 4:30 on Sunday.
What are you doing in Cardiff then for all those hours?
It's nice Cardiff.
Well, it's nice Cardiff. And I forgot that I was going to Porto for about 4 days longer than I had to go.
And it's Easter.
And so I'm opening a pub on Tuesday. And this is all getting a bit mad. And I probably shouldn't be doing any of it. But there we are. Cardiff tomorrow, going for the Chinese.
Lovely.
Have you got watching Spurs City plans?
Radio.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Gutman standing for that?
It's his idea, is it, prick? I'd leave at 3 o'clock and watch the match first. But, you know, he's a prick.
What a journey, though. Where will you be going? You're halfway down.
To Coventry.
M6, M5.
Are you going through Wales or are you going to go M6?
The way we used to do for the finals, didn't you get to like Hereford or something and then come across?
Yeah, it's a good way, that. It's nice. Imagine that, you're on that little road. It's quite quiet because it's Easter Saturday. You're flying through. Just nice. And then Tottenham score. Tottenham score again. And then Tottenham score again. And then fast forward to Wednesday. Where are you on Wednesday? Wednesday night around circa 9:30.
Probably Motel Bar Liverpool.
Mayhem. Man United have won. Liverpool play Huddersfield.
Liverpool top of the league.
Play Huddersfield to go 7 clear. Then we watch United get beat by Burnley on Sunday.
City get beat by
Burnley on Sunday, and that's your lot.
And then there we go. That's your lot.
No cunts going home ever again.
And then I die.
How are we all feeling about never going home ever again? Craig, at the minute, I think you'd like to go home.
I'd like to go.
Craig, worried about your leg?
He looks tired, doesn't he?
Yeah. Lad, you got in late last night.
I've watched about
four episodes of Corrie and Lizzie was getting the bags. You know, I just kept sending her laughing things.
I need a night's sleep and then, you know, watch Cardiff at home and then I'll be excited is it Huddersfield next Friday night?
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's going to be the drunkest the drunkest home end I've ever been involved in, I think.
What time do you go out?
I don't know.
Brecky.
I mean,
let's get it all done Thursday and let's get out for Brecky.
I think it'd be really funny to do an AFQ that day, that be the start of the day. Do you know what I mean?
Like a 10 a.m. AFQ. Slingsby.
Is it Slingsby?
Slingsby, mate. Yeah, the next one of these.
I was saying to Jono, like, that'll be the drunkest cob I've ever been in, and then Wolves will beat it if that thing
has never sent the message out that it is a 10-pint minimum for that one.
How are you, Brockle? How are you feeling about never going home?
I quite like my home. I'm absolutely sound with you never coming home, so
yeah, you've got that.
That's what you want.
You've got that on tape now.
Victory.
Come on, crying at me saying, I've got to get home to Brockle.
Absolutely recorded.
I'm going to play this back, lad. I'm going to get a voice memo. Clip it, Craig. You're the man.
If I've ever gone to Neil,
no.
You should be at home.
No. Quite the opposite. Very much so. Very much the attitude in general. Next one is, what's something you pretended to like as a joke but ended up loving? So there's a variant on this, which is that Adam Mealy used to work with someone who said thingy all the time, and Adam started as a joke to say thingy, and then Adam couldn't stop saying, do you know how Adam says thingy every now and again?
Thingy now and again, yeah.
And it's dropped into his lexicon, so he started saying thingy as a joke, because somebody else said thingy, and now we can't stop saying thingy all the time. It's become.
You've said that a lot.
It could be infecting me.
Is you fuck now?
Yeah. Yeah. So, Craig, what's something that you started liking as a joke but ended up loving?
I think it's songs are the one that's coming to my head. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, I'm a big fan of cheesy music when the time's right for cheesy music, but I'd imagine I only really like that because it was put on as a joke. I'm thinking things like Spice Girls here, doing that in karaoke as a joke, but then ending up actually loving the song and it being in like every top 10 played Spotify things that they do for every year. So I'd say the song Spice Girls Wannabe.
It's a belter, to be fair.
It is.
Okay, Brockle?
Probably Showgirls, the film. So I watched it because it's got a reputation for being absolutely rubbish. So you sort of watch it thinking, hey, this is going to be a joke. But I genuinely love it. I think it's got a great storyline.
Okay.
Small town girl comes good in Las Vegas.
That's
with tits.
Living
lots
in
of tits.
A lonely world.
Yeah.
Paul?
What's the question?
What you first started liking as a joke but actually ended up loving?
There's something going around your office at the moment. And I think while she and Josh were talking, one was talking about Mo Salah and one was talking about Mo Stewart. And they were like, Mo! And you're like, no, Mo. Mo. No, Mo. And I went to say it to Kelly yesterday and she's have no fucking... Yeah. No clue what I'm on about, so yeah.
I have no clue what you're on about.
No, well, that's it. No one does, but I like it.
Okay. Ben?
I haven't got a fucking clue what anyone's on about. You keep saying thingy, and you just keep saying Mo.
Mo?
People at home must just be thinking, fucking hell, what's going on here? It's good Friday, though, everyone's head's gone, because they haven't had 16 sausages and 4 pounds of meat for dinner.
I have.
Have you not had any meat today?
No, I'm not going. I'm going to have a steak for me too.
Excellent.
But, you know.
You're going to feel any guilt when you have that steak?
Probably, yeah. Indoctrinated right into my skull by a load of elderly men in cloths.
It's dead interesting.
It is dead interesting. You can't stop yourself.
It's dead interesting.
You think you're going to get struck down by this fictitious character?
Is it because of the fish incident? Is that why? Like, in
what,
the Bible?
Fish
incident?
No, the fish incident in the Bible.
Which one?
When he makes loads... He makes loads of fish incidents.
As biblical scholar Craig Harrow, we all consider the fish incidents.
I mean, I don't believe in any of it.
What? Weatherman,
the loaves and the
fish
fishes?
Fella, yeah. Space guy.
Do you mean the miracle of the loaves and the fishes? Yes, that's what you mean. The miracle of the loaves and the fishes.
It's only me today. It's because he hid in a cave, isn't it? Today, and then he comes out the cave on Sunday.
What's that got
no,
to
it's
do
good
with
for,
meat?
Good for, I mean, in general, there was a thing that you didn't eat meat on a Friday, full stop.
Yeah, yeah.
A Good Friday almost like multiplies it by 100.
But why? Because Jesus hid in a cave.
No, I think it's a different biblical passage. So at the minute, Good Friday is the day he was crucified.
Yeah, and he comes back
Thursday,
on the Sunday,
the supper.
So where did he hide in the cave?
He's not in the cave yet. He doesn't hide in the cave. He dies
That's
in the
Lazarus.
Cave and raises
what,
from
the corpse,
dead.
What, his corpse, like his ghost Jesus was in the cave knocking around like Casper?
No, not like knocking around. No, no, no.
By the way, you're a religious.
Honestly, no. Everyone can go fuck themselves here. I am defending the one true faith. So he's... It's not a ghost. His corpse comes back from the dead on Sunday.
He comes back to life.
His corpse
he's a ghost.
In the cave.
Sorry. Yeah, his corpse in the cave.
That's where I've got the cave from.
But that's from tonight, so he's not there yet.
Did he have fish on Friday?
It's unrecorded what he had. Not in any of the major gospels do we know what he had for his breakfast on
that's
Good
interesting,
Friday.
Interesting, isn't he?
So he ate the fish and then something dodgy happened and then he was in a cave. So
put him in
a something
cave.
Dodgy. He got crucified, Craig, for fuck's sake.
Why are you taking this so personally?
I just think we've got to be a bit stronger.
When you're raised Catholic, it's fucking leathered into you at every age.
Every single year, Neil will go, I'm not eating meat on Good Friday. And then he eats meat, which he already has. And then his next sentence out of his mouth is, don't tell me mother. Who honestly couldn't care as much as I can tell.
So if anybody could play cool with Joan Atkinson, that'd be great to be honest.
Joan, he had a bacon butty this morning. Right, according to Google...
Send her a 7-day free trial,
according to Google, Catholics don't eat red meat on generally, you're not supposed to eat it on Fridays or Good Friday, just as penance to mark the day of Christ's death.
That's why everyone goes
to chippy. That's
why everyone goes
to chippy. I can eat as much meat as I want.
People go to chippy?
Genuinely.
Yeah, that's why
everyone goes to
chippy. Fish Friday.
On Fridays.
I feel like I grew up in a different Liverpool to all of you.
It's a fish Friday, yeah. It's just, we are where we are, listen. But yeah, let's remember first.
So hang on, where does the Easter Bunny come into all this?
The bunny
was in the cave with him.
Wow. With Mo.
That's the mummified corpse of a rabbit.
The mummy's pagan, Paul, for fuck's sake.
Can't wait till we all meet at the Korean barbecue after this now.
Well, that's a conversation.
I hope we haven't offended anyone here, by the way.
We're only messing. Well, if I go to church, if I have to go to church for anything. All the words still come back to you.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean?
There is one Godfather, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, all that is seen is unseen.
You always make a show of me.
Sorry,
I'm about to melt here with all this Catholic chat.
You always make a show of me whenever we go to a christening or something, and like all that stuff starts happening. It's not in the book. No one tells you.
I'm absolutely Neil's
doing the action. He's like on Saturday night,
and he's like turning around, shaking people's hands.
Peace be with you. What a time to be alive,
lad. I went to a Catholic wedding. It was the only time I'd ever been in mass. Yeah. Chapel, and I had so much fun to begin with. I was thinking, this is amazing, it's so different. And then everyone started kneeling.
Goes
and
on,
I didn't
it?
Kneel, and I'm like, "What? Why are we sitting down? What are we doing?" And then started saying things I'd not. It was incredible. I had so much fun. It was
goes brilliant. On though, doesn't it?
Yeah,
this is not an in and out job. If you're doing it properly, and
I'm not worse than going to a funeral and they do a full mass. Yeah, and you're like, for fuck's sake, all we want to do is have a cry and have a pint.
Yeah,
I'm packing in with the
full mass
sense and that.
But I sort of enjoy a full mass. I could like if I plan for it.
I was thinking about my funeral the other day.
Oh yeah,
might do it in tea. Yeah.
Okay.
Webster.
Yeah. He conquered all of Europe. He sadly had to stop.
Pyro, hot dogs, burgers, pints.
I'll go. I mean, I've considered doing you in, to be honest with you, whenever I feel a bit low.
Get Almost Famous to do the catering.
All right, then.
Fucking hell, anyone seen that lead balloon there?
I know.
What a fucking prick he is.
I'll do anything to annoy Paul Senior. I'll do anything, even if it means sacrificing myself on a podcast.
Throwing myself onto a grenade.
He might be in the fucking river after the show.
All right. I do genuinely hope no one was offended. The Anfield rap has a strong Catholic tendency. Don't you worry about that. Where are we? Marcus, what is the coolest looking flag?
Ooh, Japan.
Japan?
Yeah, Japan, I think. There's a couple of mad ones in the middle.
Brazil's got a footy in it.
There's a few bottom African ones.
Brazil has got a footy in there. It's not a footy, like, but it looks like.
I'm not strong on my flag game.
It's alright.
But there's a few boss African ones. There's one with a big boss eagle on.
Yep, okay.
That's Egypt. Is it Egypt?
It's not Egypt. Right. Egypt's white. Red, white, and
with
black.
A massive big eagle.
And I think there's an eagle. Okay, what's yours?
France, you know.
Just classic.
Yeah. So I bought this World War II flag for Petit Café. It was an absolute belter. And I reckon I had it outside Petit Café for about 4 days before it was not outside Petit Café anymore.
Someone nicked a flag?
Well, there was part of it that was... Probably got nicked.
Yeah,
or
lad.
The council got rid of it because it was a
fuck off big eagle
flights.
In the middle of the
I didn't know it had an eagle.
Flag.
Sorry, mate. Yeah, that's got a big eagle. Fair play to him.
It's an impressive eagle. It's like an
fair play to him. I'm sorry. And again, I'll apologise to the Egyptians. Egyptians and Catholics, sorry about everything.
It's a cracker, that.
Oh, he's about
Mo Salah's going to let you down now because you've just offended.
No, Sam, come on. It's all well and good blaspheming and saying shit about Jesus and God and that. Don't start bringing fucking footy into it. For fuck's sake, you've got to lead to win here.
Mo.
Come on. What do you think this is?
Mo.
that's the Mo.
Yeah, let's just all keep our heads. It's very
fucking right.
I'll go do some Hail Marys or whatever, Sam,
we all like a laugh. Let's just all keep our heads. Coolest looking. You were telling a story about your French flag that got stolen.
Sorry, mate.
That's all right. It was about Mo, wasn't it?
Mo.
And do you know the way, like, I offend the city on so many levels, but you know the way I like, created a beer garden in the middle of a road that was still fully functioning? I bought this big...
I played footy in the streets.
Big fuck-off flag, and it was sort of just hanging over a traffic light. So the council took it down, but they never told me they were going to do it.
Never formally said.
But it was a belter.
Okay. Craig, what's your favourite flag?
Sweden.
Yeah, good one.
Good one's
good,
gorgeous.
Good one. Yeah. Addison Grundy says, this, do you have any bizarre Easter traditions? Listen, Addison, I think we've done enough. Horton, if your first name didn't exist and you could choose what choose your own, what would you be called? So if you can just give yourself any first name you like.
It's hard, that, isn't it? Spike.
Spike Senior.
I just wanted to sound something hard, and I thought about the dog of Tom and Jerry.
Well,
been watching a lot of Tom and Jerry recently.
Who's into it?
Ah, Daisy. Fucking hell, mate. It's a belter, you know.
It is cool.
I was banging to it as a kid. So my mum went, you used to love Tom and Jerry. Why don't you and Daisy watch that? And now we are into Tom and Jerry.
It is funny.
It's fucking funny, you know. It's still funny, like, for adults and that.
Oh,
now.
Yeah. No shadow of doubt.
If you haven't watched it for a while, get into it.
A big Tom and Jerry shout. What would you like to be called?
It'd be something like more exotic than Craig. I just can't work out what it would be. I need more time to think about it. Okay. But it'd definitely be something.
Pedro, yeah.
Fernando.
I don't know if I get away with either. Like a white Irish lad, like
Fernando Hannon.
Get one of them. Like,
Fernando Hannon's a good name.
Sounds really good. I just don't look like a Fernando. Something like that, though. Fernando.
Hernando.
Hernando Hannon.
Oh, now we're talking.
Sam.
I quite like the name Roisin.
Roisin's a good name.
But I'd have to go back to Calloway, which was long, very long story. But when I was first born, that was my surname. So Roisin Calloway is a lovely name.
Okay. John,
like something from a book.
I've got Bryce stuck in my head for some reason.
Bryce Johnson.
Bryce Johnson.
He sounds like
he's a serious fella.
He's a poet. Yeah.
He's a poet.
American.
But curiously good with his hands. Makes furniture as well.
He could be in a book.
Like a quarterback for an NFL team, I think.
Bryce Johnson.
Sounds like a busy, you know.
There's not many busies called Bryce, not in this day and age.
I don't know. Or a fire busy, maybe.
Could be.
What's a fire busy?
A fireman. See, I've just put two and two together.
Fucking bane of my life, them pricks.
The fire busies.
Oh, pedantic bastards.
Just trying to keep people safe in that
RTC.
Don't get
mad, I know.
Alex Hubbard's been on Mother's Lad. Best insult you've ever heard.
Yes.
With the whole show, that we're pissing off all the Catholics.
That's the best insult I've ever heard, you know.
What is the best insult you've ever heard?
Best what?
Insult you've ever heard. We had a belter recently out. I don't know if we've done it on the show yet. We probably have. But when me and Craig were coming out to the races the other week at 6:30 p.m. This fella, this youngish lad, just turned round and sort of looked through the crowd. He went, "Grandad, get here, dickhead!" And then Grandad emerged like bum bum bum, and he looked like exactly the sort of Grandad you had to say "get here, dickhead" to. Grandad had a lovely day, but he quite clearly been difficult to manage for the last hour and a half. So he's like, whoop, 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 whoop. Yeah,
he
yeah,
just
yeah.
like bobbed over, didn't he? It was like, there, oh, fucking hell, there's Grandad again causing trouble. Yeah. He's amazing.
Yeah, get here, dickhead. To your Grandad, absolutely glorious. So, Sam, best insult you've ever heard?
I feel like I need to abstain from this question.
Okay.
Could get illegal.
Well, that's fine. Let's not get illegal.
I can't think of it.
Well, don't have you come so far.
No, I've grown as a human.
No good Friday edits.
You fucking great. There's not going
to be. What's your good Friday suggestion? Editing Brochel on AFQ.
We're all growing. All moving along.
Yeah, jump man.
Go on.
So, if anyone follows Adam Cairns on Twitter, Cairns LFC, he's pinned a video of him waking his Alfella up in the chair.
It's amazing.
And he goes, "You soft twat." It's just like, honestly, it's the best. It's the Scousest version. Can I put it through the audio?
If you can, have a go.
Yeah, that's it.
I'll tolerate that, yeah, no shadow of a doubt.
Right, my 8 year ears, this song on.
Okay.
It's fucking brilliant, Dad. Yeah, it's the Scousers dart, you soft twat you'll ever hear in your life.
Red and Ned's been on. He suddenly, and without warning, welled up yesterday when singing along to the beauty that is Squeezes Up the Junction. Which song gets you choked up?
I get carried away with myself with No Cars Go. A little bit. Just get into it.
And you can just lose yourself.
I'm not saying cry, but like, if it's on and I'm like in the Asda, I'm probably standing on top of one of the butcher counters giving it the big one. There's no stopping me when it's on.
Okay. Craig.
I don't know, I was in the taxi on the way in here, and that the taxi man put on Iris Go-Go. Is it Go-Go Dolls?
Oh, that's a lovely tune, that.
I mean, when I'm feeling the way I am, brittle, I wasn't ready for it, to be honest. So I'll say that one just because it's the last, it's basically the last song I'd listen to.
Okay, Ben.
It's not necessarily a song, but Springsteen on Broadway is heavy, isn't it?
It is.
It's heavy. I listened to that. I was driving to, I was driving funnily enough to Hereford for work, and I'd left the house at 5. And I thought, oh, Springsteen had come up on my Spotify, you know, you might want to listen to this. I was like, all right, lads, I will. Lashed it on, and to pull over to like 3 songs in, I was just like a blubber, like proper crying. Not like tears in my eyes, like he starts talking about Clarence. And he's just this like his mate, Clarence, who died. And it's just fucking hell, it's sad, lad. Listen to it, watch it. It's on Netflix, but it's on Spotify.
Imagine yours is different. I've been letting Dan Austin DJ from town to the match recently, and he only put Cher on, so I have fucking Super Trooper by Cher from the barbers to here on the way here. Didn't do much crying.
Brock.
Probably actually Bruce Springsteen, Atlantic City. I find that's a really sad song. Really, really sad song.
He's got
song.
A few sad songs.
Yeah, he is good at sad. But also Robin's Dancing on My Own.
Oh, what a dream.
Usually because I'm listening to it when I'm hungover and horrible, and there's just something about it that's just tear inducing.
I started on for you last week, lad, didn't I?
You did indeed. Went off last week, didn't it? I think everyone was very confused on the whole.
Yeah, when I just told the bar staff, fucking turn it up and we'll have a party.
Yeah.
We did, didn't we?
We did. Loads and loads of girl pop, it went sick. Speaking of which, Lizzo's new album's out and Loyal Carner's new album's out, both have come out today, which is interesting and good. Okay, Ryan McBurney's been on. Just helping people out, you know what I mean? If they're looking for something to listen to, Lizzo's new album's out and Loyal Carner's new album's out. Friend of the show, Loyal as well. If you could take a peek at the final league table, would you?
Why wouldn't you?
No.
Why wouldn't you?
Good no. answer. Why wouldn't you?
No. Because. Why? Because like all of the enjoyment. Coaster, yeah, like all of the enjoyment of what's coming. Because, like, we're all saying that we're not enjoying all of this, and like there are certain aspects that are like they're killing us mentally. But to then know that I'm talking myself in and out of this, because then do you enjoy it more because you're just going to the matches going, this is going to be signed, or it loses that excitement. The moment that City like slip up or whatever, or
look at it this way: it was on the table in front of you, covered. Was in this book, middle of that book. How hard would it be not to fucking look at it?
Just
open it, see if it's in there. Someone's wrote it. There's a fucking table in there, Liverpool on the top. We're going.
I don't want to see what it says. I just want to see what the first letter is of second. You know what I mean? I'm like, I don't want to see the words Liverpool. I just want to see that M is the first letter of second place.
So you'd look?
Yeah.
You'd tell us all as well, wouldn't you?
No, I actually wouldn't. I would respect everybody's individual choice, but...
You've come so far. I'm so proud of you, you know.
I'm like a real human now. But it's, yeah, I would respect everybody's...
I couldn't bear it if you knew and I didn't, and I was like, go in the match that day, and you're like, oh, go in the game, are you? Try and enjoy it.
Give me some credit. I'd be way cooler than that.
Well, whatever you do.
I would use it in psychological torture.
Even if you knew, you'd be second-guessing. And you'd be over playing your hand, trying to stay cool.
You'd be going like...
So you'd be like, well, is she double bluffing me or not? Yeah. The defo getting beat.
Is Solomon Rondon playing? Yeah.
So if anyone listening to this is some kind of clairvoyant or medium or whatever and wants to tell me the answer, this could be some good psychological torture.
It would be torture, though. I remember I used to have to work on Sundays just on like a part-time job. And I remember Liverpool were playing United and I couldn't get out of work. And my mate, I'd you know, recorded it on Sky, and my mate knew he was working in the stockroom, and he kept coming out, and he kept telling me things that he was pretending were happening, and none of them were happening. But it was like playing with my mind. It was like, oh, Torres has scored, and I was like, no, he hasn't. He has, and it was just make me think he's telling me that because United have scored. It was torture. In the end, I think it was like 0-0. It finished. So all these things that he told me, fuck all happened in the game. I missed nothing. So like, if you think about that, that's one game. Imagine it being about the league, about the possibility of Liverpool winning the league.
Too much for everyone. All right, Ryan Herbert's been on, and he asks this. What is the most underrated Olympic sport?
Curling.
Curling? Are you saying curling's a sport?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not really into the Olympics, you know.
Me neither.
No, I think they're largely rubbish, but curling's great.
Just a big game of shuffleboards. Jono?
Yeah, I don't know. Some of the stuff's dead hard, and I think they just think it's easy when they're doing it. The commentators are like, yeah, he's just fucking run around there, hasn't he?
Fast.
Judo. Judo underrated, overrated.
The kayaking.
It's just
kayaking.
Table tennis one now.
Table tennis is an Olympic sport.
Yeah, that was all right. I remember that being all right.
The one where they make the horses dance.
Oh yeah, that's a laugh.
Some fucking doing that. So probably that. I've never seen a fucking horse dance apart from in it. It's not like they're dancing outside now. Is it in the fucking field? So that takes some fucking doing that. That's, I mean, anyone can get up and run around, and all right, you've got to be fitter and faster than everyone else. But how many horses have you ever seen dancing?
None.
How many have you ever seen dancing? Not on
the Olympics. Do you know what I mean?
I love all the stuff on Twitter where they show the dogs running around. Like, as soon as someone tweets something with the dogs running around, I'm like, I'll watch all of this.
Mm. I love it whenever the dog's tail's wagging. I think there was one last year and the dog's tail was wagging, and then at the end he's fucking made up, he's finished. Yeah. It's like, do we get to go again? Unreal. Told you're right though.
This is something we can make the app better, but Neil, we need a dog section. I've been pushing for this for a while.
I mean, to be honest with you, Paul, given the fact that the app is literally keeping me up nights and waking me up mornings,
the idea of adding a dog
section right now, it just feels a bit late. But maybe version two.
Imagine the phone call.
Imagine me ringing Will now and going, Will, you know, we've had a few conversations last week, mate, but there's a sudden clamour for dogs. We're just gonna have to think about it, see what we can do. All right then. Do not text in. How long after Easter Sunday, Sean Clement asks, are you polishing off your last Easter egg? So when we have them all done by, are you gonna have Easter eggs, Brock? You're on Lint.
I don't get any.
You don't get any.
I just twat chocolate generally.
I don't think there's any rules of Easter eggs. I think just eat them whenever you want.
I'm saying by the end of next week.
Just dawns on me. I'm going to be with the Gutmans on Easter, aren't I? Think how many, remember how many Easter eggs them bastards get through?
Honestly, unreal.
So hopefully the cars follow the fuckers.
the Gutmans live for Easter eggs.
Bastards.
Lads, if you go round to theirs, right, you'd think the Easter Bunny lives there. Honestly, like, all the stash for everyone is there.
Yep.
That wasn't the bit though, it was the them bastards that...
Oh, them bastards, yeah. Yeah, they do live for it.
All right, if you're going to flee the country, where would you flee to, Brock? Got 24 hours, you've got to flee the country. Where are you going?
Why am I fleeing the country?
Illegal activity.
I reckon I know where you're going.
I would go to South America.
Oh, I thought you would have went to Cape Town.
No.
No?
Strong extradition treaty.
Yeah.
Well, that's why. I want to go to Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires.
For the footy and the scram.
One of those little islands off Thailand.
Ah.
Definitely somewhere in Asia. We've like talked about this before.
PP or something.
Fascinated by it. Yeah, PP Island or, what's the other one? Koh Tao.
Craig's very jealous we're going to South Korea and Japan.
It's going to be amazing.
Asia just fascinates me. I'm going to Bali this summer, and like, I'm going to make it a rule that sort of every two or three summers I go back to Asia, because it's a completely different world, isn't it?
I'm going to buy everything from a vending machine.
You can, yeah.
I know. Oh,
they're so good at vending machines.
Buying everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mate went to Japan and going into like boss restaurants that was all done by vending machine and that. I'm like, how are you doing this?
Well, we'll find out for you. We'll do the thing we do when we go away, which is take pictures for you.
Thanks, mate. Yeah.
And you can rip them off.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah. Paul Senior has like a list
when
of
you were in
he
New Orleans and basically you didn't have a holiday, you just was like, my photographer.
Yeah. You take pictures for Paul, and I'd even video the bar, and then he messaged me back straight away. Can you just get me the menu there, lad? Photograph that menu there. Okay, so you go Thailand, where would you go to?
I'm going to Ireland, because I reckon if you've got to get out quick, it's only there, you can probably get there quite easily with not too many checks, and then once you're there,
there's a lot of Ireland to hide in, I'd say.
There is, but also they can get you elsewhere. I think the Irish are very cooperative. You can take box me off, they'd like me.
It's rainy though.
That's fine, I like the rain.
Like there you are.
You want to bounce around with your auto up as well, don't you?
So no one can recognise me.
Decent.
Scotto's been on. He asked this: did you get pocket money as a kid? And if so, what did you spend it on?
Yes, I did, and sweets and magazines and that. I never saved up, couldn't be asked.
I think same, no. Live for the moment, like with your pocket money.
Hubba Bubba.
Hubba Bubba, pick a mix. As I got older, it was probably like Match magazine. Yeah, yep. You know, like Match or Shoot.
Yep.
Fussy stickers.
Fussy stickers, yeah.
Fussy stickers.
Bro.
I used to get 50p a week from my granddad and just used to spend it on sweets.
Rock solid. We've already covered Meat on Good Friday. That's the next question. What actions offend you most in a public place with a large number of people around you? Alex Dalton asks you that, Brock. Ooh. It looks like he's designed this question for you.
So it is if there is a queue required and this large number of people do not observe queue etiquette, I could honestly set fire to the whole gang of people.
That's
You're
fair.
Making this worse for everybody.
I remember the incident at Manchester Airport. Craig?
I had that problem yesterday in Palmer. I was stood at the Maggie's and a lad just walked straight in front of me and I was like, absolutely not, no way. And he started talking to me in like Spanish or something. I was like, nope, absolutely not. I'm getting my McFlurry.
Mac fuck off, lad.
Yeah. Can you come back to me?
Yep. Ben?
people making snorting noises when you're in a restaurant or in general. No, like just fucking like sniffing it back. No, that horrible one where they're trying to get like,
yep,
rake up the fucking bowels of the throat. That.
Okay, Paul.
I mean, that's not great, is it? I reckon whatever I was going to say was not as bad as what Ben just said. I'm gonna be team Ben on this one.
I remember on the way to America in the summer, me and Robbo were sat together and the woman beside us on the airplane took off her socks, so she was in her bare feet, and she put her bare feet across the aisle pretty much. It was one of the connecting flights, it was a smaller airplane, and then she brought out a big massive bag of crisps and it was like steak, cheese and onion or something. Honestly, it was vulgar, and like for the first 10 minutes we were sat pissing ourselves at like, and then the smell just lingered, and you get used to a smell, don't you? You didn't fucking get used to any of this. You had this feet, you had the fucking steak and cheese.
Okay, which sitcom could you live in and interact with the characters on a daily basis? You can't say Friends just to live in New York. You'd have to put up with those awful people too. So which sitcom could you live in?
That awful.
I like them.
No, Ross Geller is the worst human.
He's some cunt, Ross Geller. Some cunt.
Give me sitcoms, Neil.
I'd quite like Curb.
I think you could enjoy Curb.
You could enjoy Curb. There's enough people there to have a good time.
Yeah, even if Laddie was pissing you off, there'd be someone else you could bounce around with a bit.
Really on.
Yeah, I was thinking Kirby's possibly the answer.
What's the definition of a sitcom?
Playing Scrabble with Richard Lewis. There is. Well, I'm gonna sort of. I mean, it should be a situation comedy, but it's sort of become a little bit broader. So the answer could be 30 Rock. 30 Rock's a sitcom.
Yeah, I'll have 30 Rock.
Frasier, but I'd want to. Yeah. I don't want to live with him or his weird brother. I just want to be with the alpha and the dog.
More dogs, chat.
Yeah, I think I want a dog. I think this is what's becoming apparent.
Through the course of the show.
Yeah.
Mate, you're about to have another kid. Don't get a dog. Don't.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Craig?
I love the characters in The American Office. They just make me laugh endlessly. So I'd say working in that office if I had to.
Okay, James Rose. How would your parents describe you in one word?
I'm not answering this.
No, this is looking at the room I've got in front of me, we'll pass this one apart from Craig's ma, who loves him and has got into Liverpool off the back of it. Did you ever, Ed Barnes has been on, did you ever shit your pants at school?
No.
No,
but I did the footy training.
Did you?
Yeah,
how old?
I was seven.
That's horrendous.
It was the one time our fella went there, and I was fine, training, and then I was like, oh my god, I need a shit here. And I remember looking, there was nowhere to go, it was just a field, and I was like, oh, I can go behind this rock. No, I can't. And I was just like, listen, I can't run. So the manager was like, oh, it's alright. And then I just shit myself. Then he had to give me a lift home.
Oh fucking hell,
because my our fella went there.
Yeah,
okay. I come from that one, terrible.
It's bad, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's really really moving.
I've shit myself loads. I've got a belt to shit yourself story. I'm not telling it now, but it's fucking...
Is that the hostel one?
Yes.
It's good. It is good, that.
What age are we talking?
26.
Brilliant. My favourite kind of shitting yourself story.
26. Paul,
25, sorry.
I mean, it's more reasonable now, isn't it?
Are you all right?
That's what you expect.
You're still young.
26, on the other hand. Paul Alexander's been on. Have you got any famous lookalikes? He says, Neil reminds me of Tom Rollins from the Chemical Brothers. That's what Tom Rollins from the Chemical Brothers looks like. So
he's obviously Seymour. What's that fella's name? He plays Seymour in Little Shop of Horrors. Rick Moranis.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's more accurate.
I want to be really clear about the question. It's not, who does Neil remind you of?
No, who does Neil look like?
It's not that question. Either. I don't think I look like that.
Do you look like that?
But have you got any famous lookalikes? I'm looking at all of you and I don't think you have.
I keep getting Adele. So a drag queen called me Adele. And then a couple of people I work with have fairly recently started saying I look a bit like her.
Okay, I'm not convinced.
I was once out on the aisle, and unbeknownst to me, there was some fella called Ben who was on like a reality TV program. He was a Scouse lad and was like a doppelganger, but I'd never heard of him, I'd never seen it. And some lad come over to me and was like, "All right, Ben," and I was like, "All right, mate. So I know you." And he was like, "Yeah, we grew up together." And I was like, honest to God, mate, I've never met you before, I don't know who you are, blah blah blah. This went on all night. He kept coming over going like, "You've changed and all this," and I was like, "Lad, what are you talking about? Like, I don't know, I honest to God don't know." At the end of the night, he walked up and just fucking cracked me.
What?
Wow.
And all hell broke loose. Like, we ran outside, they ran outside, the zone, and we're like involved, and I was like, "Lads, what's going on?" And he was like, and his parents come over and was like, "Are you on that program, blah blah blah, whatever it was?" And I was like, "No, what are you talking about, what program?" And she went, "You soft cunt, it's not even him, get in there, sexy." The next day, like, oh, the next morning, like, what the fuck was that? It's lucky I was just sat there mind my own business, and he hit me, but he caught me on the top of my head. Like, so it's like the hardest bone in your body. I just, what are you doing?
What's in hell?
I need to know who that is now, though.
Yeah.
I'm something like Shipwrecked or one of them Survivor or some right. Fucking program like that. I don't know. Years ago.
Next one's Scouse Charms have been on.
Lucky's lad.
Yeah.
Scouse Charms is my favourite local business, everybody.
There you go. Sam Brockle.
Look at his bio.
Sam Brockle is there. Endorsing Scouse Charms. A selection of charms based on some of Liverpool's iconic landmarks. Heightens version of a lucky, lucky man. Email scousecharms@gmail.com to order. You feel free to get stuck in, listeners.
he makes a fucking fortune off eating on.
Heighton's version of a lucky, lucky man is absolutely hysterical.
He makes a fucking fortune off it.
Well, there we are. He will go. He will remain nameless for the purpose of this. Yeah. Some lads. Yeah, it is. Yeah. You just have to write the first letter. What are you
wearing? Lad.
What are you wearing for the last game of the season, bearing in mind we could win the league? So literally, what are you going out with? So let's say, all right.
You mean you could be out for a week?
Well, so we're 2 points clear. Wolves at home. They're the rules. God. What are you wearing? 2 points clear, Wolves at home.
What's our goal difference saying?
Our goal difference, ours and theirs, is very close. But we've just got to win the game, lads. We just got to win the game against Wolves. I love how much Jono said on the previous show, we will not be able to get in the ground if this is the case for the last game of the season. So he's absolutely gone over there. Craig, what are you wearing, bearing in mind we could win the league?
It's different. I mean, shorts and t-shirts.
This is crazy.
Because
this is crazy.
No,
you're gonna be out for the week.
Yeah,
you're gonna be cold of a night.
I'll be out in Benidorm for a week in my shorts and my t-shirt. I wish Gibbo was on this because no, he wouldn't be dressed as the league table.
No, he can't be dressed.
Oh, they haven't won it yet, have they?
No, so he can't be dressed as the league table until they've won it. And we need the final league table as well. I mean, I don't want him walking around with some bullshit version. I want 38 games. Gibbo's gonna dress as the league table for a week after we win the league. That's the rules.
I mean, your shorts are on your head by the end of it as well, aren't they? Really, realistically, but a shorts and a t-shirt.
Clean.
It's gonna be the sunniest day whenever Jordan Henderson's lifting the Premier League trophy. I'm telling you.
I hadn't actually thought about it being Jordan. You know,
it will be. Them's the rules.
Nice, Dan, isn't it?
Mm.
Joe, because we're gonna be given like a big finger to the country if we win it. It'd be Bostad, he would be as well.
Mm. What are you wearing, Paul? What's your attire?
I mean, I don't very much, really. Shirt and jeans.
Just going to play safe, John.
Short sleeve, probably.
I'm going a jacket, a t-shirt, jeans and trabs.
I reckon the way you're dressed now would almost be perfect, you know?
Yeah, I'm just going to change this for a light sort of spring coat.
I like that one you had on the other day, you know, the little North Face fella.
It's going to be the sunniest day, though.
Yeah, but I can throw that away if it's roasting. Mm. But I'm thinking long term, in the night, bouncing around town, my jacket on, go ahead, look at me, won the league.
Wrigley arms.
Next day, get up, respectable-ish. Still in your gear.
I'll be honest with you, this is one of those times where it's going to be good to be bald.
It is.
Mm.
There's loads of times where it's good to be bald, when it's windy, when it's raining, when you're in the shower, when you're at Glastonbury, when you're playing footy.
You've got a strong sun cream on the head game. Yeah,
that's your only issue, yeah. Fair, yeah. Otherwise, your brain, you can see it.
Yeah. I might get like a squat going in your old studio, you know.
It's not a bad idea. I've had worse ideas.
I haven't closed the window since she's left about two years ago.
Okay, stop the
so
project
it could
now.
Could be full of pigeons.
Defo is.
But we'll find out.
Pigeons and rats.
Doubt rats, but probably
pigeon carcass.
I might actually have to get a haircut before the title.
I was just thinking I'm going to have to cut the grass because it won't be cut for fucking ages.
Yeah, you don't need a haircut.
And then we're going to be in Madrid.
You need to be looking correct.
Yeah.
For when Liverpool win the fucking league.
I think I'm going to go jacket, flowery shirt, jeans and trainers. That's my...
You need trainers, not shoes. For
trainers,
like
not shoes. Cause
distance
yeah,
and that.
Yeah.
It won't be like Porto. I fucking hate that place.
A lot of hills.
Lad. I've been going through like my life and seeing how many flights of stairs and that. That flight jumping on your phone, it tells you what you've been doing. And Porto was literally 11 times more than I normally do.
Wow.
Fucking high, lad. It's a joke. Wasn't it a joke?
It was high.
Craig, you tell them.
No, it was high, yeah.
Don't
it's like a fake place.
Andrew Edwards has been on, he asked about Easter eggs, we've done that. Anthony O'Connor's been on, what date is your app released? Honestly, Anthony, doing the best I can, mate. Doing the best I can. We're nearly there.
2019.
This year. I've got some sort of instinct around a date in particular, but we never know at this point. Bob's been on, favourite beer, Brockle. Do you have one?
Not Heineken. No, I don't have one.
You quite like that Camden Hells gear?
Oh, no, because I like the glasses. I'm not really interested in the beer.
Okay.
Oh, I'll smash my glass, Paul. So if there's any more going,
I've got 12
nice.
In my garage.
Thanks.
I'll send you a box.
Craig?
I mean, it's always the one that you're on holiday. So, like, if you're in Thailand, Chang's great. But then I've kind of realised if you drink Chang back here, it doesn't taste anywhere near as nice.
It's crap.
It does. It's crap. Yeah. So Superbock was great. Superbock is a lovely beer anyway, I think. Yeah. Moretti's the one though, because Moretti just tastes amazing anywhere.
I like I love Mythos in Greece, but I wouldn't have Mythos at home under any circumstances. Jono?
Moretti.
Pacifico.
Solid shout.
Good cans.
Have you ever looked into it on draft?
They don't do it over here.
I've had it in America on draft, and it is.
They don't do it over here.
It's delicious.
They should do it over here because I think it's the same people who own Brahma, and they should. I'm sure it's Coors who own it, so they should fuck that off and bring. Bring that one on. Oh, no, InBev home brand. Doesn't matter for you, does it, listeners?
Is it Quilmes? So good.
Yeah. Todd has been on. How far can you run right now before you have to stop?
Not far, you know.
I'm doing Couch to 5K, so mine's really embarrassing, but it's getting better.
Okay, good progress, Craig.
Just right now.
Right now.
Not far. Like, I was playing five-a-side football every week and sort of going for the odd run and getting myself to a point where that would be okay, and then this European run's happened me. So I reckon to chop across the road, probably I'd have to stop.
That's a good run, to be fair.
It's not.
You'd have a chop-chop at the end of it.
There's a chop-chop at the end of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You've got a chop-chop out of it.
I think right now I just don't have anything in me.
Is chop-chop open on Good Friday?
I'm going to check,
asking
lad.
For a friend.
I'm going to check in a bit.
Ben? How far could you
I reckon go? I could do 6 miles.
Do you?
Yeah.
I reckon I could do 4.5K.
Do you, lad? Yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon you'd be dead at the end of that.
When I did the 5K a year ago, I did 4.5K before I walked. And I've not done any like my previous amount of exercise has not been vastly different, so I reckon I could just do 4.5K. Certainly if I had a pacemaker, if I had someone to run in front of me and get me to 4.5K to do.
There's a lot of natural fitness at the Anfield Rap, which you wouldn't think. That we did that Santa Dash and none of us had done anything, and we bossed it. It was easy.
I played five holes with you, don't forget, last year.
I know, yeah, that was a sorry time.
Fucking lol.
Lots of flair for 5 minutes.
Yeah,
and
I think
then
when he says there's a lot of natural fitness the Anfield Rap, he doesn't mean the younger contingents, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah. Josh, I've never seen anyone run less than Josh. I couldn't fucking believe me. You get the ball and try and do six skills and then lose it, and then
I can imagine Josh being like that.
Oh, lads, I was fucking home. I got home, I was like, you want to fucking sack him? Fucking telling you now, you need to get short of him, his character's all wrong. You can't be doing that.
Do you know what? That I remember after that game, right? That game, it was like, I think it was the first time I played footy in about 4 years or something. And after it, he was giving me shit, and I was like, no, all right, fuck you, Ben. I'm gonna go on runs. So I went on a few runs and stuff, got back in the five-a-side, and I've just fucked it all away. I need to get back into it.
You do?
Yeah.
I once played in a five-a-side tournament, and Walshy was playing. And all the way through, I thought, well, you know, we'll at least have Walshy to do some running for us. He'd been on the ale till about fucking 4 a.m. I met him at about 9 o'clock. He looked terrible. And he just gave me fuck all game. And he was, yeah. I was like, well, I really was relying on you for a bit of something here. It is.
I am a known luxury.
You are a known luxury. all right. What else have we got? What's the next one? Oh God, Lord! There's other conversations are being had in my timeline, which is weird. I don't know why I'm involved. What's the most random meal you've eaten when you've come home drunk, Brockle?
Chicken soup and noodles with grated cheddar on top.
Oh wow!
Mm.
That sounds awful, Craig.
Like I'm quite. I know what I like, and I'll mix different takeaways and stuff. So I don't think I eat anything random. I'm very much like in the mindset of if I'm going to get food and I'm going to eat after a night out, it's going to be something really, really nice. But I do like to like mix stuff, so I'll like, you know, get a chippy and then get like chop chop or stuff like that. No, chop chop's not open at night, but if I've had a few drinks. But in terms of like random things like that, I don't really have many of those.
Okay, Ben?
I had a peanut butter and jam on toast the other day, which was a bit weird because I haven't had that for 10 years and I don't know why I had it. But I pieced it together in the morning and I was like, what's going on there?
Yeah.
Why didn't I just have toast?
Yeah, what was the argument in my head that led to this moment? Yeah.
Scouse jams.
Oh, yeah.
Ate a whole green pepper, including the stalk.
Well, Scouse jams has got a nightmare. He's got history for this anyway. He's got form for this.
His bird had put all the ingredients out to cook the dinner the next day. And when she got up, she was like, where's my green pepper? And he was like, well, I haven't fucking touched it. I went in. So they were like, she was kids to Sylvie. They were going, where's the pepper? She was like, I haven't seen the pepper. And everyone was bollocking her, saying she couldn't go here, there, and everywhere. And then Dave was like, there's a possibility I ate your green pepper last night when I got in.
Like whole, an apple.
Like an apple.
Oh.
Including the fucking green
pepper. There's the worst of the peppers. The bitter and horrible.
He eats all of apples and eats all of kiwi. Like he eats the whole kiwi.
He eats like the fuzz.
Yeah,
the carpet. The kiwi carpet.
Oh, I'm not having that. I'm all right with the apple thing.
He eats the stalk on the apple. The wooden bit.
Why? Yeah.
I don't know, you cut him open, he's like a pencil.
Eats the kiwi. Couldn't believe it when he told he was bald as brass about it.
He just bites into a kiwi like it's a tomato.
And the reason why is because he's driving a lot and he can't be arsed fucking about and he doesn't want to leave it anywhere. So that's why he eats the apple core as well. He just eats it because it's here and why not? I'll just digest it. It'll get sorted out.
I think where that's been.
Honestly.
Those kiwi carpets. Yeah. I think where they've been.
Give a fuck.
No.
What's the maddest thing you've eaten when you've come home drunk?
I'm quite functional when I'm pissed, you know. Like it's very rare I am pissed. That's one thing I'd say. But I was blitzed in Porto. I was gone that night. That was the Monday night, the first night, wasn't it? Yeah, it was blitzed and came in and I managed to get everything on charge and like my battery pack and I was all sorted. Like I was twatted, but I was functional. But when I used to get in, I used to have a go-to, which is Bombay Bad Boy pot noodle, because they are life, and toast. That was my go-to.
Okay. Next one is Sean Brown. Game of Thrones or Breaking Bad?
Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Thrones.
I don't watch Game of Thrones, but I'm starting it this weekend because loads of people are talking about it, and I tried to give it a go years and years ago and wasn't into it, but I'm going to give it a go. So
give
at
it
the
a
moment,
go.
It's Breaking Bad because Breaking Bad's unbelievable, but.
Breaking Bad, I haven't seen Game of Thrones. Is it unbelievable? Few episodes, and it was just like, what? This is ridiculous.
I did the same. I wasn't into it, but really, it's got to the stage where I can't be the one that's right here. And then, like, there was like a billion people tuned in to watch it the other night.
Matt's son comes walking around with a fucking dragon's egg, and I was like, oh, what the fuck's this? Get off. It's fucking a dragon. Fucking hell.
There you are. I mean, I think this could go down as a good scouts review, Craig, to be honest with you. Might be one for you to put in your book. Last question from Chris.
Some cunt walking about with a dragon's egg. Yeah.
Can't be asked with this. Yeah. Chris Morton's been on. Last question. Sam Brocklehurst, how's your bottle?
My bottle?
Yeah.
I think I have a lot of bottle.
I think you do. Yours isn't being challenged particularly. Craig Cannon, how's your bottle?
Loads at the minute. After the team talk earlier and Jono talking us through the next few fixtures that the City have and how, like, you know, Spurs are going to bounce into the game.
The irony of this is that Jono's got no fucking bottle.
No, I know, but he did this big, like, this, like, going through all the fixtures, and I'm going, yeah, you're right, yeah, they will get beat by United and Burnley, and then we will win. My ball's good at the minute.
I think if they do get beat by United, they will get beat by Burnley.
I think if they don't beat Tottenham, they get beat by United.
I think they'll piss the kicks.
How's your bottle?
I'm alright, you know. I'm normally alright. I'm alright about coming second as well.
Lads.
He's going to
launch over the table.
But I'm alright. I'm alright because we're not shite. No, if we get 97 points, I'm sound.
How's your bottle?
Terrible.
You're a mess, aren't you?
Yeah.
If we need to win that last game, I'm gonna have to get fucking absolutely off my fucking bonnet before Wolves at home, because there's no way I can walk in that ground in any other way. Someone will have to carry me in and just wake me up and say, lads, we've won.
Yay,
what happened? I don't know. I was alright the other week. I was alright Tottenham. I was saying to Adam, we're going to score. It's fine, don't worry about it. And then Chelsea, I was a bag of shit at half time. Chelsea, I was terrible. I was like, no, this doesn't feel right. This feels wrong.
There's been a feel all year, hasn't there? The only bit where I lost that confidence bit was Fulham, where it just stank of like, nah, this is shit. This, why are we shit? This is Fulham, and it would have been the team that's already like or about to be relegated that was going to do us in. As soon as we scored that, I was like, oh no, we're alright, you know. And then we did it again against Tottenham, and then we've just had that bit of almost like the thing you're looking with Ajax and going, something going on there.
My lowest ebb was with you at Southampton. Southampton was bad. Like, I was in a bad way on about 25 when I was subbing everybody. Like, yes. You said to me, I said, he's got to make a change. He's got to make a change at half time. I'll make a change now. And you said, who would you sub? And I said, I'd sub them all.
Yes.
And that was my low ebb. I'd have subbed them all on 25 against Southampton. Subbed every single one of the pricks.
What I've enjoyed, and that's what's helping me bottle, is that lads are in form again. Lads that you need to be in form, like Henderson, Salah, the keeper, obviously Van Dijk. They're all in form. And I'm going, I reckon that's going to see us.
That's not my bottle. My bottle issue isn't Liverpool. My bottle issue is City.
What, them just winning everything?
So I just... And then the possibilities, what if X, what if Y? Like, if they drop points Saturday, I don't know what I'll do with myself all day Saturday.
I'll be a mess on Sunday.
And then once Liverpool have won, I still won't know what I'll do with myself, because I'll be thinking, fucking hell, this game on Wednesday now. And then when they don't win that, and then the Reds can go 7 clear by beating Huddersfield, whatever.
Think about that Friday night would be good, wouldn't it?
What people are meant to live their fucking lives, lads. This is not fair.
People are meant
to. Hang on, if they lose the two...
We can't win it against Huddersfield. Done the maths.
No.
No. But what we can do is that if we beat Cardiff and Huddersfield and they didn't win the next two, then we'd find ourselves 8 clear and they could only get 9 points. So then if when they went to Burnley, if they dropped any points at Burnley, we'd win it then.
thing is, if we win the league this year, we'll never feel like this again.
I know.
Will we? Like,
it's really worth remembering.
It'll all be from then on. It'll be like
It's really worth remembering. When me and Paul went out in London after Southampton, one of the things we were talking about was you wouldn't feel the way you felt during that match or afterwards like that if you were in the same situation next season if you won the league. You'd just go, we just went to Southampton and won 3-1. Not like it was the defining moment of all of our existences and lives up to this point, which is what Southampton felt like when we walked out to the ground.
I'm going to have like 3 kids in September, lad. I just need us to win it so I can be less arsed and not want to miss a second and not do 4 days in Porto when I can just do like a day and a half or two. Do you know what I mean?
It's an idea. Anyway.
Not go to Cardiff at 10 a.m. on a Saturday for half 4 Sunday.
It's absolutely mad you're leaving at 10 a.m. Like, you should either be leaving at fucking 7 or you should be
me
going
and Rob
after
have had an
game.
Argument about half 10 and 11 because I said I'll go for brekkie with the kids first and then I'll come, and I was like, what's half an hour?
What's his thought process there?
I don't know, he's fucking mad, isn't he?
All right, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much, Sam Brockle. There's Paul Senior, Craig Cannon, and Ben Johnson. You don't need to know all the admin, but you now know most of it.